member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.
On PodRiot.com.
This is punky. This is punky.
Gooper fucking Gooper. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you very much for downloading the latest edition of Punky with me, Paul B. Edwards.
Me, Tony Hearn.
And have we got a show for you?
Oh, yes.
Oh, I'm very excited this week. After last week's All Off the Same CD, we have genuinely got music from around the world this week. We have finally got conclusive proof that the Scottish can't say Purple Burglar Alarm.
Finally.
Finally.
Come on.
It's another one we can put to bed.
That's that done, then.
And we have music from Russia, America, Canada, in the shape of some French Canadians, and Germany. No, not Germany, England. How cool. Did we get that wrong?
There's no more date shit, is there?
There's no more date shit this week, no.
Brilliant!
We've got a fantastic word of the week. We've got another phrase of the week as well. There's two this week.
Right.
Which I'm very, very... We've got scary music. No! Nearly forgot about that. And what else have we got? We've
got... Joey Wood is not quite so scary anymore. We're just getting used to it.
Yeah, we've got... We're getting used to it, man. Yeah. We're getting used to it. We've got all of our MySpace information, all of our Punky Radio information. We've got a poem for Poetry Corner this week, which I'm very pleased about. Thank you very much, Word Whore, who's sent us a rather involved poem. We've also got a limerick from someone else as well.
Cool.
We've got our podcast, Andy Latest Comments, and we have got a plea to vote for us. And we've got some iTunes reviews.
Yeah, we've got UK and US iTunes reviews. And... I think quite an impressive is a twat.
Quite an impressive is a twat this week as well. Should we get on straight away with our first song?
Yes.
Because I've been waiting a long, long time to play this. This is from a band called Monkey Bones, right, who are the Russian psychobilly punk rock band that I've been waiting for months to get hold of. They said we're recording some stuff when we first got in touch with them months ago.
Yeah.
And they were true to their word. They've sent it through. And what better way to start a punky and with a song called We Don't Give a Fuck. You can find out more about them, Monkey Bones with a Z, monkeybones.com. And like all the other bands this week, they will be on our MySpace top 8, myspace.com/punkyradio. Here they are, Monkey Bones, We Don't Give a Fuck. They don't, believe me. I don't mean don't believe me. I mean they don't believe me. Yeah.
This house is on fire. Are you
Yeah, what about your future?
No, no, I'm assuming, you know, they don't give a fuck.
They don't give a fuck, mate. I'll be honest with you. That was Monkey Bones. And we don't give a fuck. Find out more. Monkey Bones with a Z, with a Z. Doc, that's another thing they get wrong, but we're not going down that road.
No, no, no.
We'll let that go, Septics. So, right then. Shall we do... You, what have you got there? You've got Podcast
got
Alley,
podcast
haven't
alley.
You? I'll do emails and messages first. Emails to paulieb@punkyradio.com. Or you can do messages through to our MySpace profile, myspace.com/punkyradio. But frankly, it's easier to get things on
MySpace
via email.
Messages is rubbish.
MySpace messages are a bit fucking involved, aren't they, basically?
Yeah.
So, there's two that feature Words of the Week here, as I read these out, okay?
Okay.
Well, this is from Rich Tard. We've had quite a few from Rich Tard.
Right.
Via MySpace, okay. To be fair, but I did manage to pick this one out. Well, I think it was the best four songs you've ever featured on Punky. I think this is the one from week before last, rather than last week. You played six last week.
Yeah, six.
Well, I think it was the best four songs you've ever featured on Punky. That's the kind of punk I like the best. One word that is actually two words I would like to mention for the word of the week, open brackets, since you didn't have one this week, close brackets, is prairie dogging. You know how those cute little prairie dogs poke their heads out of their holes? Well, these two words make reference to when you need to shit so bad that it's doing what prairie dogs do, a.k.a. touching the cotton.
Right.
Hope it translates into your unproper English, just fucking with you. Rich Tard. The A in Rich Tard is an anarchy symbol. Rich Tard. Prairie dog. Oh, I'm fucking prairie dogging here. I think I'm wiping the head of the next one. Prairie dogging. Like it, Rich Tard. That's in. I also thought of one that was meerkatting. Which
right.
is like, right, because we like the meerkats, don't we?
Yeah.
But that's when they're standing up to attention. That's when they're Uncle Foamying.
Yes.
They're tap dancing. Meerkatting, working out for yourselves. But prairie dogging we like. Next one comes from, I can't remember who. Oh, this one has come from Daisy, who's now called Jeffrey.
Yeah.
I was downtown. Oh, yeah. And I guess you have more than three Ventura listeners, because someone comes up to me and says, oh, you're Daisy from Punky. I saw pics of you on MySpace. And I said, wow, how did you know it was me? And he said, always looking.
Always stalking.
Always stalking. I was kind of, it was kind of stupid of me to say, how did you know it was me? Because he said he'd seen me on MySpace. Oh, dear. Well, I guess I'm a horrid person for thinking it. Let it go, Daisy, you're all right. But that's fine, isn't it? It's nice that there's people walking around Ventura, California, just going always looking.
Oh, that's scary, then.
Magic. Hey, Punky, from across the Atlantic. I started listening to you guys recently, and the Deja Vu show was my favourite so far. I found myself chuckling at all the emo imitations, because it reminded me of my friends and I joking about emos not being emos. Punky's great, because over here, dialogue fills up all the time, but Punky mixes comedy with sweet punk music. Two of my favourite things to listen to. You guys rock. And I'm afraid I can't remember who that's by. But
right.
Thank you. I'll make up for it next
if
week.
If you liked last week's show, you'd loved it even more if you heard the first one we did of it. First one it was brilliant.
Well, yeah, but they might have got a bit lost in Asda car park. I know I did.
Yeah, that's true.
Right, last one. We've got four, I've got five. Okay. This one is from Dylan. And this is our second word stroke phrase of the week. What's up, guys? Your show is fucking awesome. I immediately started passing it to my friends after my first listen. Anyway, I've got a suggestion word stroke phrase of the day for you. It's from my friend Brain. Might be Brian, might be Brain. Hatchet wound. Which, for the dirty mind handicap, would refer to a woman's genitalia.
Mm-hmm.
Thought you might get a kick out of it. Thanks for the show. You earned a permanent listener. Dylan, what a hatchet wound. What a fucking hatchet wound is. Smacked harding hatchet wound. So that's my emails and messages. Thank
okay.
you very much to all of you for those. I have a feeling prairie dogging and hatchet wound will be in the Punky Dictionary this week.
Yes.
And we might stick in meerkatting as well. Let's see how they go on throughout the show. Sometimes it just catches on throughout the show, like always looking. And then it carries on into Ventura, California.
Oh,
that's great. So that's,
people over there,
but that's two from the States in a week. People walking down the street. Using the phrase, always looking. Brilliant. Brilliant.
That's scary.
Hamboy will be happy. Right then, do you want to do PCA and explain
why? Yes. So Podcast Alley, it's a new month, everybody. So please vote for us on Podcast Alley. Paul's fighting his own little war against the proxy voters, but not going
fucking
to that.
Proxy voting.
I think we're actually above the crybaby emo kids at the minute, but they've got nine, we've got 10 votes.
Mate,
but
we will always be above them.
Above. maybe not in the actual
spiritual
top
and
10.
Spiritually and mentally, we're above them.
Please vote for us. If you go to punkyradio.com, there is a link at the top of the page. It says, important, please vote for us. Click on that, enter your email address, and if you like, add a comment, and we will read the best ones out. We will deem what's the best. We're the fucking judges.
Yes, we are the fucking judges.
We are
judges.
The fucking judges. Right, okay.
I'm Judge Ed. I'm a bit like Judge Dredd, only without the dr.
I'll get on.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay. Punk saviours. Punky carries the torch of punk music and culture into the new millennium. Irreverent, knowledgeable, silly and ever passionate, the host of this podcast never failed to entertain with a vocabulary that would make a sailor blush.
Yeah,
it is raucous but never hurtful.
Hey, that is us. We're never hurtful. Some of our listeners are hurtful towards you.
Yeah.
We're not hurtful. Fuck them.
Yeah, you're getting a lot better. Well done.
If you call me hurtful again, I'm going to punch you.
Okay, mate. No worries, that's some night sky. But make a sailor blush. I mean, we start swearing a lot less now. Unless Joe's in the studio.
Yeah.
Miss Cunt 2006.
She's not coming back.
No.
Despite your efforts on iTunes and Podcast Alley.
And every message you
and
send
and emails
us.
And messages and everything else.
I don't fucking care.
Yeah, fuck her.
Anyway. Hells yeah. All of you shit fucking piss mops can just suck it if you don't like Punky. Short and to the point.
I like
from
it.
Skibum 728.
Thank you, Skibum.
Thank you very much. Punky. Hello, Punky. You might remember me from 2 weeks ago. I left a comment about how much I worshipped your Tunnel of Love loving show. Well, now I find myself with a slight predicafuckiment.
Predicafuckiment?
Predicafuckiment.
Like
I live in Asia, but I'm English, and I'm coming back in July for a holiday. I am fuck. And
right,
it cuts off. Because classic podcast, Sally, they cut off after about 250 characters.
If they come back to England, who's that from?
Purgy. You're Purgy. Yeah, I remember
Purgy,
that now.
If you come back to England, you might bump into us.
Yeah.
Watch out for us.
She's a little late for Block Party 6, which is May 28th.
But make sure, Purgy, that you're always looking.
Always looking.
Always looking.
Always looking. You're the best.
Thanks.
Thank you. That's not a comment. I just wanted to say it to you. Come on. There can't be that many emo, industrial and video game music listeners out there. Proxy piss mops.
Proxy voting.
Oh, don't start him off.
Proxy voting.
Ode to the best and most hornest podcast out there. Gooper. Always looking.
Always
Daniel,
looking.
Daniel. Funky business.
Hey, nice. Thanks, Dan.
Hornest. I can't mean horniest. This is not a horny podcast. Jesus, hope not. Homoerotic, I tell you. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth, maybe. And then there was Punky! Yay!
Excuse me.
Just wanted to say that. By NoFX9.
Yeah.
And finally, Wazzix.
Wazzix?
Oh, an old school.
Hey, you Wazzix.
Wazzix.
We'll have to put Wazzix on the Punky Dictionary,
yeah, definitely.
Actually.
That's very English.
Hey, you Wazzix. It's very Northern English, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
It's okay. Northern English.
I used to use Wazzix a lot. I need to use it
more. But I mean, this is the north from where I'm from, but...
Yeah. You're kind of...
Well, anyway, yeah, where I got my accent.
We digress.
Hey, you Wazzix.
Wazzix, you lot are fucking amazing and are taking over my incredibly smacktardingly slowly school.
Cool.
With thrillingly yet terrifyingly unstoppability. Sorry if the grammar went a bit there. Don't stop you, Wazzix. Lots of love, Emily. Now, she's getting involved a lot more, isn't she?
My grammar's gone a bit... That's a different Emily, isn't it?
Is it?
Or is that the Emily?
This is just Emily. Now, she sent a message today on...
Oh, yeah, well, okay.
About a couple of hours ago.
Yeah.
Anyway. There you go.
Thank Wazzix. You, Emily.
Thank you for that.
So, Podcast Alley, we really want you to vote for us. Go
yes,
to Punky,
it's a new month.
Punkyradio.com, okay? Punkyradio.com, and please vote for us. We want as many votes as possible this month. If you voted before, vote again. Yeah. Dance while the record spins.
Yeah, if you voted like at the weekend, just vote again quickly.
Just vote again.
It's a new month, so a whole new ball game.
Please vote for us. We want to get up that chart legitimately from listeners' votes. We want to prove that there is some good left in the world.
Yes.
And now,
freedom fighters, if you will.
And now for something completely different.
Okay.
A fortnight ago, I went to see Frankenstein and Zombina and the Skeletones at Junction 7 in Nottingham. It was a fantastic gig. Frankenstein were terrific. The proper Mrs. Edwards insisted on taking them various drinks on stage. And there will be more about this in the content section of the show. But I would like to play you now the interview that I did with Dave Grave.
Right.
With good intentions. Sadly, I was hammered. He was totally fucking smashed. And I didn't really get all out of him that I wanted to. Straight after this song, we will be playing the next song by Frankenstein called 13th Floor. I know we played Frankenstein the other week, but they're so great, we're going to play this one as well. It's from an album called An Ugly Display of Self-Preservation. You can find out more about them at frankensteintheband.com.
Aren't they from Ventura as well?
They might be, yeah.
They are.
Yeah, they're from LA somewhere. This interview beggars belief.
Right, okay,
it's
come on then.
It's quite possibly the most pointless interview I've ever done. I'm not proud of it, but I think we ought to play it.
But let's globally podcast it, then.
Let's globally podcast it, so all of you out there know that, hey, even I'm fallible.
Fuck it now.
Straight after it, 13th Floor, okay? Oh, what am I doing?
It's Paul B. Ebbers, now on Punky, joined by Dave Gray from Frankenstein. Dave, I understand you have some interesting things to say about George Bush.
He makes for good target practice.
He does make for good target practice, but I have the feeling that there's something you maybe like to say to your fellow Americans about the man they have elected. Anything you got to say there?
Shoot him now. Just shoot him. Hang him. Dangle him. I don't give a damn. Because, you know, now he's Tony Blair.
Well, I'm sorry. Blair. Blair. I meant to say Blair, not Blair. But, Bush Light.
Hang them all.
Can we do something 45 about people like this? Come on.
String them up. Make them dance. You should be dancing, too.
Bush Light. Do you drink wanker's beer?
Wanker's beer? You mean American beer?
Yeah, wanker's beer.
Oh, serious wanker's beer. Oh, I don't drink American beer. What's wrong with you people? Good God, have they brainwashed you all? American beer? You don't want to drink American beer! American beer is bad for you!
It stops less time to change color. We have a number of fans in L.A. You're from L.A., that is correct.
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
Is there any message you'd like to give them before we play one of your songs?
Plug your ears, don't listen, and just drink real beer. Don't drink American beer. Whatever you do, don't drink American beer. It's bad for you. Grow up your mind. Ratchet. End up like me. Bad. Bad. Bad.
You've been a great help. What's the best American beer?
That's like saying, what's the best fictional character? There's no good American beer. English, German, and Dutch beer in America. If you have any taste, good Mexican beer. American beer? No. There's no such thing.
It's like Loch Ness Monster, it's all a hoax in it.
You're no help to Man or Beast, but I love you.
That is nothing short of fantastic. Oh, I've just played that one, haven't I? Fool. Play that one, Paul. That's better. Haha, Panic Smashes. That is just brilliant. I love that.
Yeah.
Frankenstein, the band, 13th Floor, Dave Grave, making no sense at all with me.
What's
really upsetting about it is that I interviewed their rhythm guitarist as well.
Oh, yeah.
And it was his first ever interview.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so pissed, I forgot to press record.
Twat.
What a complete hatchet wound I am.
You didn't tell him, did you?
It was enough to leave me prairie dogging. So, MySpace, latest comments.
Okay.
Now, we strongly recommend, if you are on MySpace, that you join us. MySpace.com/punkyradio. Leave a decent comment, it could get on this show. That's what these people have done. Here goes. I have to own up to the British's review. Remember, someone called it British. This is from Jezebel. Meant with complete respect. It sounds German because I lived in Germany over half my life. Open brackets. Heil, eh? Close brackets.
What?
Dirty phrases are best in German, like Du bist ein sehr schlechter Junge gewesen und ich muss sie bestrafen. You've been a very bad boy and I must punish you. I might learn that. Anyhow, crybaby emo voices are fucking brilliant. Jezebel. Thanks a lot, Jez. Yarr! I'm Yargyle Dan! And not Scottish, but actually English, but totally American-ish. What a shame I can't make fun of myself. Well, you've had a go, mate. Let me just say, I was out in Los Angeles last week and had punky withdrawal. It was so nice to come back to work and listen to 2 fucking hours of punky. I dropped a comment at the conception of punky on MySpace and have been quiet ever since, but have no fear, I've been listening all along. Unequivocally. Ha ha! Or something like that. So with that said, the TBC loves punky radio, and not in a gay way. Sorry, dudes. He's also added myspace.com/truebelieverscrew. Argyle Dan, argh.
Or True Believers Crew.
I prefer screw. True Believers Screw. The
fair
True
enough.
Believers Crew. 4 candles. Now, this is with reference to Poetry Corner that we'll be doing later on in the show. This is from Bear,
right.
One of our most regular contributors.
Sometimes angry,
sometimes
not.
Happy. I'm too stupid to write a proper poem, so I'll go for a limerick. There once was a podcast called Punky. One of the DJs was really quite funky. His name was Paul. He's really quite cool. Tony spends all day spanking his monkey.
So this was an angry day then for him?
Must have been, yeah.
Right, okay.
Next up from the Dirty Whiffs. Gooper, Gooper, indeed. Fuck shit, cunty bum whiff. Rock on Punky Radio. Nomination for Is the Twat, doesn't count, but I'm going to read it out.
Mm-hmm.
The entire staff at the FA for looking at potentially another foreign England manager. Get Big Sam Allardyce in, looking forward to gig at Block Party, up the Dirty Riffs. Brilliant.
Block Party 6, 28th of May.
We hope you can make it. And the last one. I've been informed by an informing informant that you've been telling someone to ignore us. I have, but not as it sounds. I understand why and would hate to upset the holy grail of podcasts and... So, of course, take back what I said to him to stop using your phrases. I merely thought maybe he was getting... slightly obsessed, but then I thought, well, how can you get too obsessed in punky? Fair point. So, once again, I apologise for our comment to him, though I would like to say, please spell our name right. It's Disciples, not Disciples. Long story. It took a lot of beer and drugs to get us to come up with that name, and it would be a shame for people to misspell it. Goodbye, punky, and keep up the good work. 7 Disciples of Sven. Fair enough to you.
Okay.
Right. Here's a twat.
Okay.
Off you go.
If you have a twat to nominate, please email me, tony@punkyradio.com, with twat's name, where they're from, and the reason for the nomination. This week's Is a Twat, we're breaking new ground with our first corporation, company,
whatever
thing. Okay, this is from Peter Dean, who I think is off
Pilchard.
Our...
Pilch.
Yeah.
We think it's Pilch.
Yeah. Hi, Tony. I would like to nominate Amazon.co.uk for Is a Twat. The reason being, I was looking through the music they had recommended to me and they had the fucking nerve to recommend James Blunt's album to me. This was bad enough. And I couldn't understand why we recommended this until I looked under the entry and it states this was recommended because I have rated American Idiot by Green Day. Why the fuck would I like James Blunt if I like Green Day? This has really sent me to Fishtown. And then he sent me a picture of the actual web page showing it. And he's right.
All right.
So, yeah, I'm loving that. Amazon.co.uk is a twat. Because that's just wrong.
Let's do that with that music.
Okay.
Go on.
Amazon.co.uk is a twat.
Fair enough.
I don't understand that. I mean, I can understand someone buying James Blunt, then they should buy Green Day to stop them listening to that shit, but not the other way around.
Yeah.
That's just wrong.
I was working with a stand-up comic a couple of weeks ago who did this thing about... He'd gone on Amazon to buy some... I think he'd gone on there to look at some Frank Sinatra. It was some sort of Sinatra sings.
Right.
And where it said people who bought this have also bought...
Yeah.
It said... Frank Sinatra. Sinatra sings. Blah de blah. People who've bought this have also bought fat Japanese chicks. Shaven Havens or something like that, right? And you go, can you imagine it? Just getting those two things together.
Not Black of the Midget, Sweet of the Juice or whatever it was that time.
We haven't heard from Pirate Olsen for a while. Amy, where are you?
She's been emailed a couple of times. She's got problems at work with the bandwidth being cut off or something, so she can't listen.
We very nearly used up our bandwidth last month, didn't we?
I know. But luckily we got some more. Oh, don't start. I'll talk about this in a bit.
Okay. What we do now? iTunes reviews.
Yes.
Do those quickly, yeah?
You kick off with the UK one.
Okay. Thank you very much for subscribing to us at iTunes. We are moving up the chart. We were in the 40s in the UK.
Were you? Yeah. I was in the 50s on the
That's
US.
That's all right. We're up to 43
over here
in the
UK.
Yeah. That's a bit weird. But yeah, thank you very much. If you can subscribe to us at iTunes, we would like it. And please review us if you get the chance. Fairly straightforward, let's face it. If you can get on iTunes, you know what you're doing.
Yeah, 5-star reviews only, please.
So this is one that I didn't read out properly last week, and one that we've had this week. Thank you so much.
Okay.
This one's from Rick. Great show, very funny, everybody listen. Even though Tony does spoil the show somewhat, only joking, he's funny as hell. Bring back Joe. No. Well done, by the way, on getting higher up the iTunes chart, and great emo impressions, Rick. And our other one from Smacked Ard Ari. It's a lady.
Ooh.
If you are easily offended, over 40, and prefer your words to have more than four letters, then this isn't for you. If you like me and not, then you're in for a real treat. This is by far the best podcast there is. Funny, offensive, and music that rocks. What other podcast can claim to be expanding the English dictionary as fast as these guys are? Paulie B's a master of his art. Yeah, like that. And all the best comedians have a sidekick, and Tony ideally fulfills this role. The guest shows are even better. No, they're not. It's a must. Smacked Hard Harry. Nice.
That's quite nice.
Nice, yeah.
Nice.
Thank you for that.
I quite like these iTunes reviews in general. They're all really nice.
Yeah.
I suppose they have to be.
Right, and let's hear the ones from the States.
Okay, these from the US iTunes. Don't know how I've got on it, but I'm on it. Okay, awesome. Best show I've ever heard. A terrific line to the music scene that has kept itself out of the emo commercial realm. Keep up the good work, guys. By Wire. Fucking emo bastard.
Yeah, thank you, Wire.
And another one. Always looking.
Always looking.
Always looking. iPodders are always looking for a podcast that has great personalities and great music. Look no further. Punky is the be-all end-all in podcasts. Subscribe now.
Of course.
Baby RT.
Thank you very much, Baby RT. That's brilliant.
Oh, nice.
I wasn't going to do this yet, but just before we play the next song, I'm going to do Poetry Corner now.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much. Letters Prozzy, my little nickname for the word hall. Yeah. From Air Out My Shorts. Now, our favourite podcast is Total Talk Nonsense.
Without a doubt.
And
no doubt.
Last week's show was fantastic. I loved it. No doubt.
No doubt.
I absolutely loved it. I thought it was brilliant.
Right.
Please make sure that you do listen to them. And check out the other people who are on Pod Riot.
Yes.
PodRiot.com.
We don't mention Pod Riot.
We don't mention Pod Riot enough. Absolutely brilliant. There's half a dozen podcasts on there. They're all really different. They're all really interesting. Our favourite one is Total Talk Nonsense.
Yep.
But all the rest of them are worth a listen to or a watch, because there's a couple of vidcasts on there as well. But Total Talk Nonsense, we love. Right. But we like Air Out My Shorts. I've now subscribed to Air Out My Shorts, and they do make me laugh. So, in response to our plea for poems to come in, that, quite frankly, we weren't getting very many of. The word whore has actually... She actually sent me an email saying, we're going to ask our listeners to send their poems to you instead of us. We're going, no, it's all right. We're not that desperate. And then she sent us this quite involved poem for you, but it does involve most of the Punky Dictionary.
Okay.
For whom the bell end tolls.
Ah, see what she's there.
I like it. A poem by the word whore for the Punky Poetry Corner. If you spend life always looking for Aunt Bexy's box, busy than a one-legged cat trying to bury shit on a frozen pond, you may miss your chance to stand up and tap dance. You may find yourself with a one-way ticket to Fishtown. If you spend all your time too groffost, swayed by the smacktards, the chittiots and the twats, you may bleed like a shot fox while you drown in a gummy twat. You may never again return from the clammy clutch of Fishtown. And when the queef cake is silent and dry, and your sack sandwich is nothing but a sad trail of bloody crumbs, down the front of your favourite jumper, you'll sidle up to the crown, zuffle the velvet curtains, do, and scream goopa goopa while you humper. Thank you very much, Wordor. All poems gratefully received. Paulie B at punkyradio.com. Frankly, you can all do better than that.
Yeah.
So, song three.
Okay.
Song three. This is, again, I was waiting quite a long time for this one. French-Canadian band called Astro Hot. Now, we've got a mate over here in Sherwood Forest called Ellis.
Yes.
And Ellis is in pretty much every band in Mansfield.
Every band around here, yeah.
Every band around here.
Yeah.
Ellis is in. We know of at least four.
Yes.
We can name them.
Flying Blind on a Rocket Cycle.
Yes.
Abiotic.
Yes.
Resistance 77.
Yes.
And then I'm struggling.
Occasionally, 10 o'clock horses.
10 o'clock horses, who do the scary music at the start of the show.
Yeah. And if you go on our MySpace Top 8 and check out Astro Hot, have a look at the photos, because there's a photo of the band on there, and Mick, their supposed guitar player,
yeah,
is in fact Ellis.
Ellis.
Ellis is even playing in French-Canadian bands now. Now, there's three tracks on the EP that they sent us, Le Premier Demo. I've chosen track three, Ma Guitare Chante Comme un Lion.
Right.
My guitar sings like a lion. I don't think there's any swearing in this, I just really like it. Here it goes. I really like that. I really like it. It's just got a real old-fashioned feel to it. And a scary lion.
Yeah. See, there's not enough lions in songs
there
these days.
There aren't enough lions in songs. Yeah. I can say that because I watched Narnia last night.
It's good, isn't it?
I was having a chat with a stand-up comic friend of mine, Incognito's son, Billy, who's 12.
Okay.
Billy's one of the coolest kids I've ever met, right? And he was saying that they were going to he was going to have some friends over for a sleepover. He's quite excited about it, and it's going to be really great. And I said, what are you going to do? You're going to watch your DVD, play the PlayStation? He goes, yeah, all that sort of thing. We're just going to have a really good laugh. And I said, oh, wow, have you seen Narnia? Because I hadn't seen it. And he went, yeah. He said it like he was really enthusiastic about it.
All right.
And I went, oh, wow, because we've just got it on DVD, we're probably going to watch it this week sometime. What did you think of it? And he looked at me and said, oh, it's all right if you like that sort of thing. What a cool kid. Oh.
I was impressed with it. Say it was Disney. It's a relatively kiddie film.
It's all right. I thought it was a bit puffy, actually.
Well, it's kids film, but I thought for what it is, yeah. I think it's really good.
I actually thought, but they missed out huge sections of the book.
I've never read the book.
Yeah, huge sections of the book missed out, which would have made it better if they kept those in.
Right.
But okay. Still, and there's some bits in it that just are not in the book. It's just ridiculous.
Like the battle at the end, isn't that quite a small thing, the battle, but it's big in
the
film.
There's more to it. There's all Aslan kind of, the whole thing is Aslan grows weak and then comes back. Well, it's all a bit fucking, any road up.
Anyway.
So, since Frankenstein thing, and I've done 11 gigs in 9 days.
Yeah.
But I would like to just tell you about, just briefly, what's happened since I last saw you, Mr. Tony, we did the last show last Sunday lunchtime.
Yeah, because we recorded a day earlier, didn't we?
Yeah, and then I drove down to, I did gigs in Exeter and Exmouth, same night, so I had a long drive, about 3.5-4 hour drive. I do these two gigs, they're both fairly quiet, it's both quite hard work. I was then kept hanging around at the second gig, an hour after the gig finished, didn't get paid until midnight, and then had a 35-mile drive to my mate Bentley's in Bridport, right? You've met him.
That pirate.
Yeah. My petrol light came on at Honiton, so I still had about 20 miles to go. Hmm. 8:35, I think it'd be a major road, but down in the West Country, major roads mean fucking nothing. There's not a petrol station in sight, there's not a 24-hour anything in sight. I get to Axminster, and there's a sign up, Axminster Local Services, doesn't say not 24 hours. Normally, if it's not 24 hours, it says not 24 hours. I pull off the A35, I go into Axminster, I have a drive around with no petrol, and add on 3 miles to my journey only to find out there's no petrol before I get back on the A35. The car limps to Bentley's. I get there about 1:15 in the morning. He said he'd leave the back door open. Has he?
No.
Has he? Fuck. Right. And the Bentley family know how to sleep. There's Bentley and his kids, Pearl and Zach, all in bed, all asleep. The dog is asleep. I ring his mobile phone up first. That's in the kitchen. The dog's in the kitchen. Does the phone wake the dog up? No, sir. I ring up his landline, which is in the office. The landline goes, do any of the family wake up? No, sir. Does the dog wake up? No, sir. I start knocking on the door. Right by the dog, it's sleeping through the whole thing. I'm knocking on the front door, I'm knocking on the side door. I can't get it's going on. It's cold out there. It's 2:00 in the morning. I've had a hellishly long day. I'm really knackered. Eventually, I lose my rag, and I'm on my way to Fishtown. I find this big stick, and I poke the dog with the stick through the cat flap. It's the only other thing to wake it up. Suddenly, the dog wakes up, and then all hell breaks loose. Lights are coming on. Everyone's like, what the fuck's going on? Oh, he said, oh, sorry, man. Completely forgot you were coming. I go in. They say, look, you can sleep there. They put a sleeping bag out in the downstairs. I just fall asleep in the lounge. Bentley comes flying down 3 hours later. Oh, I'd forgotten to tell you. I've got to go to Azerbaijan. To go and do a boat thing on the Caspian Sea. And I haven't packed yet. So he's had 3 hours sleep, and then I've just got a life full of Bentley for the next 3 hours. He eventually fucks off. Then Pearl and Zach come down and get ready for school. They have an argument. Zach won't give Pearl a lift to school because she always makes him late, which clearly she does. So I give Pearl a lift to school, come back. Now I'm wired. Right. Can't sleep. Head off to Newquay via Exeter at... I've got to watch this for the next one. Via Exeter to pick up the other comic who I've been on the night before with. We get to Exeter about 4:30. The gig overlooks Fistral Beach. Brilliant where it is. The walkabout in Newquay. The hotel's across the road. I'm set up lovely. I'm going to have a nice gig. I'm going to have a good night's sleep. I'm going to have a look around Newquay the next day. We get down the gig, sound check, everything's fine. Gig's due to start between 9 and 10. 10 o'clock comes and goes, and the MC of the gig, who's also running the affair, vanishes. I walk outside about 10:45, to phone up my wife to say the gig ain't even started yet, this is mental, but night-night and all that. Walk back in. As I walk back in, I see a police car on the way there. I walk back in and I overhear two people. One says to the other, the gig hasn't started yet because the MC's been arrested for doing drugs. I went, this is the best reason for a gig starting late I've ever heard. I go up to Comedy Corner in the far bit of the venue. And I say to the other comic on and the other people running the show, you're not going to believe this. There's a rumour going around. The comic's been arrested for doing drugs. That's brilliant. And they say, no, actually, he has. I go, what? You're fucking joking. So he's gone with our money.
Right.
We've got to do the show. The gig's more packed than it's ever been. There's an extra number of people in there, all squaddies. The gig's unmanageable. We can't hear whether we're doing well or not. It's all a bit of a nightmare. It's, oh, Christ. So we do the best we can. I do five, put Patrick on. He does his set. He does 40 minutes, so he should have done half an hour. Mm. I go back on, call a break. There's a break. Then he goes back on, does a joke competition. Makes it last 40 minutes, and I don't get on stage till 12:45 in the morning. I get out absolutely knackered.
Yeah.
I belt out 20 minutes of song, say thank you very much, good night, to what appears to be no one listening. Walk off, then go, right, where's my money? They say, oh, well, Dave, the bloke who's been arrested, has got your money. Turns out Dave has been in a car. We don't know whether Dave had done any drugs or not. I don't want to cast aspersions, right, but yeah. He's in the car with this other bloke who has quite clearly got a big bag of something or other on him. They've been arrested properly, right?
Yeah.
They've been arrested properly. There's no money for us. We think, fuck this. I put a couple of quid in the fruit machine, win 50 quid. So we're off to a bar across the road. The bar's really cool. We're in the bar. We're having a great time in the bar. And I've been telling all these people in this bar about how Scottish people can't say purple burglar alarm.
Yeah.
Few people laughing about it. And then who should walk over but a bloke known in Newquay as Scottish Chris. Scottish Chris walks over and I say, here, Chris, can you say purple burglar alarm? And he goes, what? I said, can you say purple burglar alarm? Everyone else can say it. I don't think the Scottish can say it. Quite a few crowd of people crowding around. He says, yeah, yeah, no problem. And then gives it a go and just goes, purple burglar, gah! And just doesn't get any further than that. Freaks out because he can't say it and legs it out of the boozer.
Right.
We then keep drinking, laughing about it. About 15 minutes later, who should walk back in but Scottish Chris, who clearly has been walking up and down the seafront in Newquay, practising saying purple burglar alarm, right?
Yeah.
He says, I want to have another go. I say, fair enough, you can have another go, that's fine, right? Yeah. He has another go. And he comes back in, he goes, right, I'm ready, here goes. And he goes, purple burglar, get her up! Runs out again, right? The bar shuts up about 2:30. We go back to the room. Should explain. We're not in the room we're supposed to be in. We're supposed to be in room 4. The lock doesn't work. So the lady who runs the hotel has said she'll sort the lock out for us. She has sorted the lock out for us. She's removed it. There's just a hole where the lock was. We walk into our room. There's nothing fucking there. The room's been robbed. Oh, God. Then we see this note from her saying you're in room 2, not room 4. Room 2 was supposed to be Dave, the MC's room. We go into Dave's room, and she's reset all of our stuff up in there, bless her. Mm. The laptop's up, everything's unpacked, she's done it, great job. We go to sleep about 4:00 in the morning, about 4:05. I'd like to say there's a knock on the door, but there's not. It's booted down, and the riot squad come in. 4 armed coppers pile in. This is Dave's room. We go, no, it's not, it's our room. God, he's alone. We explain to them that we've moved rooms. They say that they're holding Dave on drugs offences, unspecific.
Yeah.
You have to check the room for drugs. Well, fortunately, he hadn't checked in. I didn't have anything on me. And Patrick is half Iranian, half Catholic, might be of limited experience with booze.
Right.
And really green, really nice guy. No trouble at all, right? So he is taken into the other room because Dave, very sensibly, has said, talk to Patrick when you get back, because he knows Patrick's going to be sober.
Right.
He doesn't say talk to Paul, who, rightly, I was mosh up. So Patrick's taken into the other room with Dave's nephew, who I can't talk about.
Okay.
Reasons I can't explain, but I can't talk about Dave's nephew. They're taken into the other room for questioning. I'm left with the other two coppers. We're having a bit of a natter. And because you can natter with the British riot police. They're all right, really.
Okay.
We're having a bit of a natter. And it occurs to me, I said, by the way, when you seize Dave, if there was quite a large amount of cash on him, that's not drugs money, that's mine and Patrick's fucking wages. Yeah. Don't seize it, they'd already seized it. Patrick, in the other room, is saying, fair play to him, by the way, if you found a large amount of cash on Dave's person, it's not drugs money, it's our fucking wages. So at least they knew,
right,
that there was two people saying the same story about the money they'd obviously found on Dave. Dave isn't let out until 2 days later. I get no sleep again. We go back. Do this other gig in Dartmouth, which is brilliant. I get home absolutely fucking knackered. Mm. Right? Then, I go down to Bristol for 3 days.
Yeah.
And do gigs down there. I do Bristol Jesters Thursday, Bristol Jesters Friday, and then get asked to do Bristol Jesters and Jonglers Friday and Saturday. So I'm fucking quids in.
Yeah.
I'm staying on my mate Incognito's boat. It's a lovely boat in Hannam, just outside of Bristol. And on the Saturday, his mate, who I don't know, called Neil, a Scottish comic, comes down. And Cog said to me, oh, I've got my friend Neil coming down. He's a Scottish comic. I say, Scottish comic? Can he say Purple Burger Alarm? Cognito absolutely pisses himself and says, well, he's quite well spoken.
Right.
He might be able to. I say, not a chance, man, he's Scottish.
You're throwing the gauntlet down.
Yeah, I say, the Scottish cannot say Purple Burger Alarm, that's it. Now, Neil's a lovely fella.
Yeah.
And I'm going to play this sound file and then we'll have another chat. This is exactly what happened. I'm once again going to turn this music off. Right? Okay. This is only 20 seconds long. Here goes.
Possibly be the culmination of my life's work. I am now finally joined by a tremendous young Scotsman called Neil, who is going to introduce himself and then have a go at saying Purple Burger Alarm. Neil, over to you.
Hello, my name's Neil. I'm from Glasgow in Scotland, and this is my attempt. Purple Burglar Alarm.
No, you can't do it.
They just can't fucking do it. How good is that? You've got to say, that is terrific, isn't it? Absolutely terrific.
Because they've got such confidence that they can do it.
I know.
Of course they can.
They're so sure of themselves, and they just can't do it. They just can't. So there you go, there's proof. Until I get proof... Neil actually had a couple of subsequent goes at it.
Okay.
And he did manage it on one of them, but I didn't record it. Fucking
shame that, innit?
Until we get a Scotsman recorded saying Purple Burglar Alarm, we are... well, there's proof. He's a well-spoken... he hasn't got that much of an accent on him.
Yeah.
His first go at it was hilarious, but I didn't get that on.
It's 1-0 to us, isn't it?
This one was really practising. Yeah, because we like to be 1-0... at some point, don't we? Each time.
You always like to win.
What's the point of losing? Answer me that. Have you got anything that you'd like to add at this point?
No, I don't think anything. I've been annoying website trouble all week, but that's...
Do you want to talk about it?
No. It's not interesting.
Well, we might as well play the last track then.
Okay.
If you've got nothing that you want to add, we'll play the last track. I'm really pleased about this. We got... I got a CD through... from Captain Oi quite a while ago by the Destructors. And we played a Destructors track.
Was that the Wild Thing cover?
Yeah. I don't know whether they're now calling themselves Destructors 666. I can't quite work this out. It might be that they are Destructors, and because this is a bit weird. I then got a CD 3 from the Destructors that I listened to in the car, and the first track's the one we're about to play, and then the second track was a load of hardcore nonsense from a band called The Ruined. I say nonsense, it's quite good. But, so maybe it's that the Destructors EP is called Plus à Chance pour la même chose, and the Ruins CD is called 666 because it's alternate tracks.
Right.
It's Destructors, then Ruin, then Destructors, then Ruin. Destructors done a really good version of 1969 by Iggy Pop and the Sisters of Mercy.
Okay.
Well, I should say Iggy and the Stooges. But the song that I've chosen off it, and you can find out more about Destructors, it is Destructors666.com.
Okay.
Or they'll be on our top eight. This is what punk is all about, this one. I know I say that quite a lot, but this one really, really is. You can also find out more about them at CaptainOi.com, should you choose to. And Captain Oi, friends of the show. This is called Bullshit.
Fair enough.
Ready?
Yep.
This doesn't fuck about.
Bullshit, 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 it's a load of fucking bullshit. Bullshit, bullshit.
I think that's fair enough.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Joe. Bullshit, bullshit.
Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit.
That is brilliant. Destructor 666. I think that's what punk is all about, really.
Yeah. That's the remit, really, isn't it?
Bullshit.
Songs we can't play anywhere else. That'll do.
It's very unlikely you're going to hear that on any other show ever.
I'd have thought so.
Bullshit, 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 bullshit. It's a load of fucking bullshit. Well done, you. Mm. Destructor666.com. Find out more. Or on our MySpace top 8. Another show over.
Isn't it?
We've got... I'm not saying it. I'm not saying something could go wrong.
Don't say anything about that.
Don't say it, Paul.
I ain't doing it again.
Okay, some things to wrap up then. Please, go to podriot.com.
Yeah, vote for the Podriot Network.
Vote for the Podriot Network. You can find out more. Actually, you can go on our MySpace page.
Go to their MySpace page. They have a single box. You can just type your email address in. It votes for you.
Yeah, and they are on our MySpace top 8. MySpace.com/punkyradio.
Yep, and you can also visit punkyradio.com for more or less everything else you need.
Particularly podcast alley voting.
Yeah,
we really want you to vote for us. We want you to vote for us. User forums have perked up a little bit, because I know I'd said that I wasn't bothered about them because we were going to do them on Pod Riot, but
that's
not
happening now, is it?
Everyone said no. So
if you
would like to log into, you can either go through punkyradio.com or lastminutecomedy.com.
Yeah.
Yeah. This Friday is my comedy show in Hitchin.
Oh, wicked.
Herring and Jim Taveray. It's going to be fucking brilliant. Lastminutecomedy.com. Find out all about it there.
This Friday, my band plays in Chesterfield at the Green Rooms. If anyone's in the Chesterfield area, not much of a chance,
it's no
really, is it?
No fucking competition between Last Minute Comedy. And thanks very much to Eddie Hitler. One or two people are starting to show up through Punky to gigs I'm doing.
Really?
And you've had one or two, haven't you, as well? So
yeah.
Cool. Really, really good. Really pleased about that.
Always feel free to say hello if you...
Yeah. We're quite approachable.
I am.
iTunes.
Yes.
Subscribe if
please,
you can.
Yep, there's a link again on punkyradio.com, just Punky underneath Radio. The old toolbar there. Get a click.
Punkyradio.com. And don't forget that we will be doing our MySpace preview. We'll be doing a little 3-minuter.
Just after this. So
that'll be on
it
there.
It changes every week.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
The best and the brightest served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show, and Limelight.